Hello, dear listener, and welcome to Marriage, the Godly Institution podcast. My name is Joy, and I'm also the author of the book, Marriage, the Godly Institution. Through this podcast, I'm bringing you the content of my book. Each episode will cover a new chapter, and I hope you will like it. In our previous episode, we looked at the kind of wife you need to marry. Today, we shall look at the kind of husband to look for. Women, like men, have the expectations of a marriage partner. Most women, in addition to a man's physical appearance, chase after his money. Ladies, remember that your work is not to look for a man, but to humble and position yourself under the fear of God, and God will make sure a wise man locates you. Falling in love with a man because of his riches is wrong. It means you are not interested in the man but the riches. What happens when the riches and wealth fade away? A wise man is the marriage partner you should desire, because with God's wisdom upon him, wealth and riches will follow. Ecclesiastes 4:13 says, "Better a poor but wise youth than an old but foolish king who no longer knows how to heed a warning." Who is a wise man? Number one, he fears God. Reading the word of God, praying, declaring, and even teaching it to others is a great thing. However, a man who goes beyond all this and does what the word of God says is considered wise. For this man's life can never be the same again. The word of God says a wise man is not just a hearer, but a doer of the word of God. Matthew 7:23 says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." A man who observes to do what the word of God says is excellent and will make a great husband. He will observe and do what the word of God demands as a husband. A God-fearing man respects and obeys authority. He respects government leadership, his employer, traffic rules, and everyone else who has authority over him. What will hinder such a man from respecting the good wife given to him by God? This man will not get into trouble with the chief, the police, and even his employers. Romans 13:1 says, "Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God." A man who harbors unforgiveness has no love. A man with the fear of God is an echo of God's character. He forgives and forgets. In marriage, he forgives the wife when she goes astray and forgets because he loves her and knows that he is also not perfect. Matthew 6:14 says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." A God-fearing man is a God-chaser. He is interested in knowing God, his wisdom, and secrets. This man knows when he has God and understands the secrets of God's kingdom. The hand of God will always be upon him, and whatever he desires, so long as it's according to God's will, he shall get. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything that you need." Number two, he is trustworthy. A trustworthy man is rare to find. This is a man who is faithful everywhere, in everything, and all the time. He means what he says. He is reliable. Yes, his yes remains yes, and his no is no. Proverbs 20 verse 6 says, "Most men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man?" This is a man who will love his wife during their humble beginnings and will not stop loving his wife even when God blesses him with wealth. Most men are humble and reasonable when they have no money. When God blesses them with the wealth, they forget the journey they have walked with their wives. They spend and enjoy their wealth with other people. A trustworthy man will never stop loving his wife. Luke 16:10 says, if you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you are dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. Number three, he seeks counsel. For a man to be victorious in everything he does, even in his marriage, he needs to seek and listen to counsel. He needs to seek counsel from God, servants of God, his parents, godly friends, and even his wife. Proverbs 15:22 says, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. We thank God for men, but most women think and respond to matters faster than men. A woman plans for a family occasion 2 to 3 months earlier. In her head, she knows how the husband and children will dress, the food supplier, the pastor of the day, and will do the closing prayer. Women think and see far. A husband who listens to his good wife's counsel will never go wrong. The word of God says in Proverbs 1:5, let the wise listen to these proverbs and become even wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance. Number four, he honors his parents. A man who honors his father and mother will never fail to take care of his family. This man goes an extra mile to ensure his parents live well, they dress well, and eat well. He ensures his parents' medical needs are attended to, if any. A man who cannot dress his parents has trouble dressing his wife and children. A man who honors his father and mother is guaranteed a long and good life. Which woman will not want to enjoy her life with such a man? Ephesians 6:1-3 says, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you and you'll have a long life on earth. Number five, he is a generous giver. A wise man understands the offerings he needs to make, such as his first fruits, tithe, free will offerings, alms, thanksgiving offerings, among others. This man gives with understanding, willingly, cheerfully, and sacrificially. A man who lives with understanding is blessed. He knows his offering is a kingdom investment in addition to supporting God's work. An intelligent man pays his tithe without fail in season and out of season. This man understands that tithe opens a gate for him to receive a blessing. Giving the church millions of shillings and failing to pay tithe benefits the church, but sorry, because your doors of blessing remain closed. Pay your tithe, a door of blessing is opened, then give your millions of shillings to support God's work. When God releases his blessings upon you, the door will open to receive the blessings. Malachi 3:10 says, bring the whole tithe into the house of God, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will be not be room enough to store it. An intelligent man understands that when he gives to the poor, his family will be blessed and will never lack anything. He invests more in the matters of the kingdom because he knows the reward is guaranteed. 1 John 3:17 says, if someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need, but show no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Those who give to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to them receive many curses. That is found in Proverbs 28:27. A wise man generously provides for his family. He is not selfish. He desires to see his wife and children comfortable and happy. He understands that it is his responsibility and does his duty cheerfully without complaining. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, but those who won't care for their relatives, especially those of their own household, have denied the true faith. Such people are worse than unbelievers. Number six, he is not a lover of money. A righteous man knows that God blesses someone step by step. He does not give you more than you can handle. Pride will set in and kill you. He is not a lover of money. He appreciates every level of blessing God gives him. Hebrews 13:5 says, "Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you." A man who loves money will use all means, godly and ungodly, to get wealthy. The wealth that comes through ungodly means does not last and has no blessing attached. Jeremiah 17:11 says, "Like a partridge that hatches eggs she has not laid, so are those who get their wealth by unjust means. At midlife, they will lose their riches. In the end, they will become poor old fools." A wise man is trustworthy in everything he does and continues waiting on God to bless him abundantly. Proverbs 28:20 says, "A faithful person will be richly blessed, but one eager to get rich will not go unpunished." Number 7, he is a man of integrity. A wise man carries himself with respect. He does what he needs to do and does it to avoid blame. The word of God says that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world. That is found in Philippians 2:15. He relates well with everyone, has strong moral integrity, and leads a blameless life. Proverbs 27 says, "The righteous lead blameless lives. Blessed are their children after them." A wise man has no problem relating well with his wife and aims at keeping his marriage honorable. Number 8, he studies God's word. A wise man desires to increase in wisdom. He studies God's word to know. He knows one way of learning from God is through his word. To increase in faith, he studies God's word often because it is this faith that shall comfort him and give him hope during challenging times. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." A man full of God's word will not wander in his marriage. He will for sure stand with God's word and principles to ensure his marriage succeeds. Number 9, we have learned that change in life is inevitable. A wise man is courageous. It comes with challenges, and its main objective is to make us grow and become better. In marriage, challenges will not fail, but a wise man is courageous and understands that with God's backup and strength, he will make up. He does not give up easily, but waits patiently on God to see his goodness. Philippians 4:13 says, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." A wise man will fight for his marriage. He will not opt for separation or divorce. He understands challenges do happen, but with the help and strength of God, he will overcome them. He is not moved by what people say or the shame he goes through, but his focus is on Almighty God, who has the power to give him victory. John 16:33 says, "I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you'll have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world." I doubt if there is any woman who will not wait to follow a courageous man and not a coward or a faint-hearted man. Number 10, he has self-control. A wise man has control over his feelings and emotions. When God blesses him, he does not boast. He humbles himself, knowing all glory belongs to God. He has respect for everybody, even those who are disadvantaged in society. Proverbs 11:2 says, "Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." He understands that human anger is not godly. He is patient, understanding, and slow to anger. Proverbs 14:29 says, "People with understanding control their anger, and a hot-tempered man shows great foolishness." A wise man does not speak much. He knows how to speak to all people without hurting their feelings. Colossians 5:4-6 says, "Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." A man who knows how to exercise self-control will find it difficult to physically and emotionally abuse his wife. Ladies, do not go for wealth and riches. Pray, trust, and wait on God for a wise man as a husband. Him alone can bless you with such a man, for he knows where to get him. I hope you enjoyed this part of my book. If you found it helpful, send me a message and please let me know. In our next episode, we shall look at the role of parents. Thank you for listening and God bless you.